Nick, wake up. The show started.
Oh shit. Oh shit, my bad.
Man, you're only free in your dreams. Some people are. Some to make
Well,
that.
yeah. A lot of people just dream what their life could be or what they want their life to be. Never actually take action on it.
Can't wait for the day that being awake is better than being dreaming. I think for me it is, but some people it's not.
Well, yeah, I just feel like that's the goal, isn't it? Just to want to wake up the next day to do that thing that you love to do. Like going on hikes or going to the beach, just exploring the outdoors.
You're an outdoors guy.
Well, I like the occasional hike. I like the beach. There's this hike in Los Angeles I like doing, Hermit Falls. You've done it with me, but it's just like a short little hike, 2 miles. You actually have a funny story, or not funny. It's a story about Hermit Falls. You want to share the story with the class?
Which one is that? Is that with
What, the one with Ryan?
Oh yeah. So me and my brother took, and one of his other buddies took my little brother to Hermit Falls. And you have to walk like probably about 45 minutes. It's not too bad, but you're definitely hiking to get to this waterfall. And then once you're there, you have to hike down into it. But you can jump from the top. But once you jump in, you have to climb back up. So my buddy and my brother got the bright idea of trying to just climb up the mountainside instead of just taking the path up the waterfall. And it wasn't that rocky. I don't know if you guys know what like terrain on the West Coast is like, but it wasn't rocky. It's like sandy, bushy, a little bit of rocks. So they get like halfway up, and basically, this is what actually happened. My brother almost fell, and so my other buddy just put his hands up to catch him. Good Samaritan, but in doing so, let go of the wall, and he tumbled like. Had to have been at least 30 feet. It was legit. But like head over feet. But he happened to hit a tree right before that was coming out of the side, right before he hit the bottom. Honestly, he probably should have died. But anyways, he has this giant hole in his head, just a flap of skin coming off. And yeah, so he needed medical attention right away. And also he had fallen so far, it was like maybe we shouldn't move him because he could have like a spine injury or whatever. But so I'm like thinking, okay, we put a towel around his head, and try to hold him still. He ended up having to get airlifted out of there, which was cool because the guy comes in on the helicopter and he gets lowered in. There's debris going everywhere and he puts him in the little basket, carries him up. But I don't know. One of the interesting parts of the story was that you never know how many ex-paramedics, military medics you have. Until something goes wrong, and then everyone's there to be the hero, and they're like, "Hey, you should probably dunk his head in the water. You should rinse out his wound in the waterfall." I'm like, first of all, this dude's neck could be broken. Second of all, his damn near his brains are showing. I'm not going to drown him in the water to clean it out." Or like, "No, trust me, I was a medic." All right, man. Like,
Yeah,
but.
I've seen that a lot. Like, you show up somewhere and they're like, I'm an ex nurse or like I'm a retired nurse and like they're the doctor now. They think they're the smartest person in the room.
Yeah, no, totally. But I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting because, well, this is me trying to make a connection, but I think it does stand. If you're going to go out there and be the resident expert and be a confident action taking badass when someone's injured or when it's your time to shine. Why not do it all the time? Why not go be the hero every day and go and get out of your comfort zone and take action? You know what I mean? Like, that was probably, for some of those people, it was probably, you know, the only time in that year that they, you know, went out of their comfort zone and said, hey, I'm going to help. I'm going to make a difference. Like, what if you did that every day? What if you didn't need an emergency for you to have some confidence and do something extreme?
Well, we talked with a fire captain for Los Angeles County. That's his job.
Right.
Hey, he's a paramedic. Whenever someone is hurt, they're there within 5 minutes, there to help.
It's pretty interesting. I think, so some of the jobs that I think are interesting are like that, police, fire, military, where if you're a normal person, you might encounter a medical emergency how many times in your life? A couple, you count on your hand. You can encounter a police emergency the same. Maybe on your hand, you walk by a robbery, you know, God forbid you're in a situation where your life is threatened. But in today's society where you have jobs that are focused like that, whereas you might only be in a situation that's, you know, an emergency once or twice in your life, these people are there 24/7. That is their job, is to constantly be in a high stress situation that most people will never encounter. If only a few times. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's pretty nuts. Like, especially, like, it's different for, like, a small town compared to, like, a city like Los Angeles or Chicago, where there's a lot going on police and fire side, or emergency medical service side, too, where there's shootings probably every weekend in Chicago. Police are involved in that. Fire and EMS is involved in that.
Hey, but guess
they're
what?
Just constantly, they're the 5 to 10 minutes, they're there to help every time.
And guess what, though? You don't get traffic tickets in a big city like that because they're way too busy to pull you over for running a stop sign.
Yep.
I don't know. It's interesting. I think that, I don't know, I personally, yeah, I just respect people like that. I respect them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we talk about. It's one of those service-based jobs that you're not going to be able to, there's no such thing as privatized police, fire, military. You're never going to be able to, if your goal in life is to give back or to do something like that, you can't do it in the private sector. So, you know, I talk a lot of shit on 9-to-5 jobs. Those aren't 9-to-5 jobs, but just on where you're working for an employer. But if you're doing something like that, then a lot of respect.
Yeah. We'll turn the other cheek.
Yeah. We'll let you allow your...
We'll let that slide.
We'll let that slide. You can have your income... You can have your source of income controlled by another person. Pretty wild. But, yeah. I guess one of the things I wanted to talk about today is I like to have conversations with my friends and try to empower their freedom on a personal level, which, first of all, some of them don't even listen to the podcast, which is not cool. But I'm saying they get a 24/7 free mentorship on Freedom Empowered, and they should be taking more advantage of it. And I have one buddy who is constantly negative. And, well, first of all, he's not necessarily negative. I would say he's a pessimist, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But whenever I'm trying to get him to buy into the ideals of personal freedom, he always has, you know, a caveat. you know, maybe it won't work. They say, hey, what if you fail? And that's like one of the best kept secrets about the show. It's not really a secret, but it's something that we definitely don't talk about is, yeah, what happens if you fail? If some of you that are listening think that we're just way too positive and way too hopeful and the level of success we're talking about might not be attainable, you know? It's a question that we're going to talk about today. And we don't like to be negative. And there's a reason why we don't talk about negativity and talk about failure is because, yeah, it's a given. It might not work. You might fail. That's expected. Failure is expected. It takes great risk to achieve great reward. That's a fact. And
Well, we've talked about that, taking risk. Like, if we're saying you got to take some risks, it's implied with risk comes a chance of failure, you know? But we're not going to hit you hard with, oh, you may fail or something may come up where you can't do it, just because that's not the point of the show. The point of the show is to get you the guideline to start on your path.
Right.
And you're gonna hit those bumps in the road.
Right. But if all you had to do was push a button and you make $1 million, or you get the house of your dreams, you get the girlfriend of your dreams, you get the life of your dreams, everyone would do it. You know? And so when my buddy says, hey, well, then one of his things is, well, why isn't everyone doing it? Why isn't everyone successful? You know, well, that's the reason why, because it's not just a button. You don't just hit a button and it automatically happens, because then everyone would be doing it. You have to take risks. It's inherent. You're going to have to work through failures and persevere. That's why success is limited. That's why when you look at people that are massively successful, there's not that many of them. I mean, there's way more than you think, but at the same time, yeah, it's not everybody. It's probably, I'd say a solid 40% of the world's population is satisfied with their life. And then but of that, maybe only 20% of the world's population is absolutely 100% living their 100% definition of freedom, personal freedom. Do you think that? I mean, I just made those up. What do you think, Nick?
Well, I actually think the number is way less. I feel like there's a lot of people who just settle and just get comfortable at a certain point. I feel like the number of people actually doing what they love to do every day and like basically living the dream, I would say 5-10%.
But so here's the thing. Although it's 5-10% that are actually living their dream, the point of this show and the reason why we're so positive is because it's possible. It's just because 10% of the people are successful doesn't mean that you only have a 10% chance of being successful. What it means is we're all about taking action. It means that only 10% of the people are willing to take that action, take that risk. I bet you that 60-70% of the people that aren't successful, it's not because they tried and failed. It's because they didn't even try in the first place. And that's the thing. And that's why we're not negative on this show, is because, yeah, you're going to encounter obstacles, but who cares? You got to find a way around it. Would you rather us focus on ways you can fail? No, we'd rather focus on ways you can make it happen, because we're not here to talk about the what is. We're here to talk about how you can make it happen. And me and Nick, we've studied long and hard on this topic. We've developed ideas, skills, and a platform for where we can share what we've learned, and not only share what we learned, but teach ourselves more, because me and Nick learn every single episode we do. But we've spent time developing Freedom Empowered, and we're sharing it with you. And honestly, I'd say that if you are an actual follower of the things we talk about, And that doesn't mean you listen and you think they're interesting, but if you actually take it to heart and start taking action and really learn from the people we talk about the same way we have, you're two times, if not four times, as likely to be successful in life.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like every person we've talked about on this show had a chance of failure, and some of them did fail, but we never nail on their failures, because at the end of the day, that's not important. That's not the important part. That's not what we're trying to tell you about. We're trying to tell you about their successes
Right.
and how they got there, you know?
Right. And there's way, there's, yeah, go for it, Nick.
Well, like I feel like, and for a lot of people, we've talked about they're rich businessmen. We've talked about a lot of rich businessmen, and a lot of people, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people, I feel like there's a lot of people who don't go for it, or they don't know how to go for it, so they just like demonize those successful, wealthy
Right.
people.
Well, we talked about it. One of the best ways, well, this is something that I think is wrong with society, and I'm not big on talking about society because what is society? But a lot of people, the way the world's supposed to work is you're supposed to better yourself to raise your self-image, to raise your level of success. But what a lot of people do is instead of bettering themselves, they just try to hold other people down. So therefore, they don't have to put in the work to better themselves and instead can just, make other people look worse and then therefore make themselves look better. And that's not the way it works. And that's what a lot of people do nowadays. A lot of people are afraid to put in the work to achieve success. So instead, they're gonna sit on their high horse and then just talk shit on people that are below them. And I just don't think that's okay. I mean, because there's always someone better than you. So why not learn from the people that are better than you? Why not make moves to better yourself? Because if you finish life at the same place you started, I don't know. I think that you have a responsibility to achieve things in life. I talk about this a little bit on a personal level, but I think you have a responsibility to give your people, whether it be family or friends, whatever it is that is your people, you have a responsibility to give them better than what you got. So if your parents come over here as immigrants and they work their ass off in a flea market to feed you and send you to school, then they're winners. I know a lot of people like that. One of my buddies, his mom was from Cambodia, and she fled the Khmer Rouge, the Pol Pot. He's for those of you that don't know, I'll make a quick analogy. He was a communist leader, kind of like Stalin, where he executed all of the intellectual people, literally would just kill doctors and surgeons because he believed that everyone should be a farmer and should just work hard labor jobs, and that was what's best for society. Regardless, she fled Cambodia, and while she was walking hundreds of miles into Thailand, she had to eat rats. And also, they would only travel at night, so to keep the kids quiet, they would feed them heroin to keep them quiet. And she made it to America. You know what I mean? And if that's not a success story, I don't know what is. And if that's not motivation that you can take advantage of your opportunities now, today, then I don't know what is. But my point stands. Hey, she not only brought a child to it, had more kids, one of which was my friend, and gave him a life in a decent city, gave him a decent education, and they're all very successful. And that's what she gave them. But then, if you are raised in a decent situation and your parents are giving you the support to go to college, to go and start a career, then you have an obligation to achieve more. You know what I mean? You have an obligation to be better than where you came from, to provide for your family, and to, give something back.
Well, yeah, like a lot of people have those parents who worked extremely hard just to get, like, just like in your friend's case, from dirt poor to even just like middle income. Worked really hard just to get to that point. So now her kids have the opportunity. And now I feel like the kids should look at what their mother did and work just as hard or even harder. They have a way better opportunity than she had. At that point, there's really no excuse to do better than where you start out.
Not do better than where you start out, yeah. Right, yeah. It's wild. It's wild that so many people are comfortable with the status quo. And a lot of it has to do with, in today's society, it's very easy to get complacent because you do not need to be very successful or have a lot of money to have your basic needs taken care of. You can have food, water, shelter, and a smartphone with little to no money, which is totally fine. And once again, whatever you want, you do you. But you have to look past that. You have to go, okay, well, now my basic needs are taken care of. What can I do to achieve something better?
Well, I feel like a lot of people are also like, I just see it way too much. Like a lot of people play the blame game. A lot of people just hate on the really successful people. And like they act like, oh, they like cheated their ways up there. Like the way I look at it, like the way I think about it is like we'll just do what we hear a lot in the US, the top 1%. People hate the top 1%, the 1% of the wealthiest people in the country. But like we were saying earlier, like how many people actually grind and shoot for their success? I'd probably say 5 to 10%. Right. So that 1% is probably in that category. You know what I mean? They're one of the few percentage of people who are actually grinding. And I guarantee if you look at the people who are grinding and the people who are actually successful, it correlates.
Let me give you a conspiracy. What about this? What if at some point every successful family had an ancestor that worked their ass off to get their family there? If I work my ass off to build, you know, a family business or something where I can provide for my kids, where they don't have to go through the same struggle. Isn't that what you want? Is to give your kids better than what you had? So I would do the same thing.
Well, even throw it up in even higher level. Like, what if you, like, you hear that all the time, like, oh, I was working 60 hours a week so I could send my kid to school, right?
Right.
And everyone looks up to that. Everyone's like, that's awesome. What about that person who, they didn't start poor. They started middle class. But they were working 60 hours a week so they could, so their kids don't have to work ever. You know what I mean? But now that's looked down upon. And I just think that's ridiculous. How could you look down upon that? That person worked hard so their kids didn't have to work.
It's because people don't take responsibility for their own definition of freedom. So that's the key with your personal definition of freedom. That's something that we all have to get through our heads. That's very hard for some people, is that it is an individual definition of freedom. Yours is not going to be the same as someone else's. So just because someone else has a different definition of freedom from you, does not mean you can hate on them. And it goes both ways. Just because a rich person looks down upon someone who's satisfied with not having a lot of money and just living a regular life that's comfortable because they care about family or they care about, you know, something different, you can't hate on them and be a cocky asshole and go around and, you know, degrade someone who has less than you. But the same goes the other way. Just because you chose to live an awesome life where you focused on other tenets of freedom rather than financial freedom, you can't go and look at someone who put financial freedom number one and then say, well, you're an asshole for having more money than me. It's whatever you put as your definition of personal freedom. And you have to,
you know, whatever you put in is what you get out.
And I would honestly say, I would say that I personally don't put financial freedom number one. I think that if you can build a life where you are doing exactly what you want, when you want, and you have the time and ability to travel, and you can have just an awesome life, I would say that's more important than having a lot of money. Definitely. Because my personal interests don't revolve around money. I'm a big outdoors guy. I like exploring. I like traveling. And to be honest, no matter how much money I have, I'm never going to go to Paris. I'm never going to go and, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go and fly first class. I'll never have the desire to do that. You know what I mean? Because I that's not where my desires lie. But at the same time, I respect those that is the goal.
Yeah, you're not going to look at them in a negative way. And I feel like as a society, a lot of people look at that in a negative way. And people are too busy getting mad and complaining where they don't put their own personal freedom first. They put that first. They're complaining.
Right.
They're bitching and moaning first.
Right. 100%. And, you know, one tip to achieving your personal freedom is have a partner. I wanted to talk about this because I think it's kind of important, and I don't know how much we've touched on it, but as you can tell, me and Nick are partners, and I think it's 100 times easier.
Well, we're not romantic partners, just business partners.
True.
Mason's not that lucky.
Business. Yeah, you're right. All right. All right, Nick. But anyways, it's true. But having a partner, business, or otherwise, in life, having a romantic partner makes life way easier. Having a business partner makes business way easier. It's difficult to work alone because you're constantly second-guessing yourself. I'm not saying constantly. There's some people that are. But at the same time, if you're just doing it alone, you need some. Having someone to bounce ideas off of helps a lot. And having a partner is key. So for those of you out there that think you're missing something, you're missing the motivation, you can get a partner. They'll hold you accountable. So when Nick's trying to just take naps and not work, I make sure to wake him up and get him back on track. You know, there's always a number one in each partner relationship, and I'm definitely the leader of this.
I wouldn't agree with that, but since you're on your rant right now, I'll let that slide. But I would say another thing about having a partner that's really important is that when it comes to risk taking, you're sharing the risk with someone else. You know what I mean? I feel like that also makes like the mental aspect of it a little easier. Like, you're not going at it alone. Like, just back to our story earlier, Hermit Falls. It's where you could jump off the waterfall into water. It's a 50-foot drop for one of the cliffs there.
But when you see someone else do it first, it's way easier for you to do it. You know what I mean?
Well, not even just that. You're not going to see someone go there by themselves and be like, all right, I'm ready to jump off this. No, you see them go with a friend, right, or with family, yeah, and they're like, we're going to jump off. Let's go do, right, this.
There's a lot of social things to success. There's a lot of things to human beings that are scientific. You know what I mean? They're psychological, they're social, and it's one of the things you have to work with, and that's one of them, is human beings are social animals, and they work way better in pairs. They work way better with other people around them. They work way better as teams. And yeah, if that's, that might be the thing that takes you to the next level. You might not even need a partner that is equal. Not at all. There's a lot of business partner relationships where one person is doing most of the work, but they have just a buddy or a friend that tags along for the ride, gets a little bit of motivation, and just helps validate what they're doing. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know exactly what that's like.
Right, but everyone has their role. So, should definitely do it. And You know, that's what we're here for. I think Freedom and Power can be a partner for a lot of people. There's a lot of you out there who have an idea that just didn't know exactly how to get started, or, you know, didn't have the motivation to do it. And that's what we're here for. That's what me and Nick are doing right now. We're urging you to take that first step, because, you know, maybe you don't have a partner. Maybe you're not in a position to get a partner based off your situation or the friends you have or the people around you. But, you know, we're going to urge you every episode to take that first step. So if you haven't taken it, take that first step. And if you've taken that first step and you need more, feel free to message us and we'll help you take the next step. Because me and Nick are constantly pushing each other to take the next step, the next step, the next step. And, you know, that's why we're getting where we want to go. That's why we're making massive progress on all of our business ventures, on all of our various things we're doing. And it's not just business. It's not just business. Business is not solely work. It's a lifestyle. And I'm not saying business lifestyle, but success is a lifestyle. Achieving your personal definition of freedom is a lifestyle. It's good to have someone to hold you accountable. It really is.
Yeah, and I feel like another thing that's important to talk about is, like, doing something or working for yourself almost. So, like, doing things on your own, like, when you're shooting for your personal definition. If you don't know what your personal definition is, Mason and I have always had a problem with working for an employer. Other than, like, the service-based jobs, we always have an issue with it, because at the end of the day, you're working for that employer so they can pursue their dream. And the way most employers, I'm not going to say all, because I've had bosses that back in the day, they were extremely nice. They were like friends. But there's employers out there, at the end of the day, you're on an Excel sheet, you're employee number 73, and that's all you are. And, oh, they need to make cuts? Let's get rid of 73. You know what I mean?
Right. Completely. Yeah. And they're going to replace you with the younger, cheaper version of whatever your job is, because their goal is to have their business be successful. So, but if you're controlling your own source of income, if you're taking control of your own life, then, you know, that has potential to give you financial security and other security as well. But, you know, it's risky. But is it worth the risk? I think it is. I know it is, because we're well on our way to being completely independent of everyone else. Me and Nick, yeah, we're making massive progress. And I'd say we're probably about a year from never having to interact with any employer ever again. Or not even any employer, but just anyone. Like, it's true.
Yeah, we've made massive progress in our ventures. Like, as you guys know, we have this podcast. On the last episode, we talked about how we've made progress in just downloads for this episode. And we're going to keep making progress in that, or I'm hoping we do. I think we will. But we also started other ventures. Like, we started a clothing company, White Bear. And so we're doing multiple risky steps, or just steps in general, to reach our personal definition of freedom. And all this hasn't, it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, but other than that, we just went for it.
But they definitely, one thing you'll notice about all the things that me and Nick are working on is that they definitely feed into our interests, knowledge, and skills, right? Particular interests. So White Bear, it is a clothing company, but it's more of an outdoors clothing company. Like, if you guys can check it out, it's called whtbear.com, and you'll see, basically, it's really White Bear Exploration. And what we do is it's this podcast is here to teach you how to achieve your personal freedom and have personal success. But then White Bear is more of a, hey, all right, everyone needs downtime. What are you going to do in your downtime? What's your hobbies? What's your interests on the side? And then, we post a lot on social media about different things. We have a blog, we have a website, and it's pretty cool. It's a lot of people really like it. And we focus on three things right now. We focus on snowboarding, hiking, and surfing. And that's what we love to do. I love the snowboard. Nick is a beach guy. Everyone loves to hike. So that's what we're pushing right now. And, you know, we're selling some equipment, a couple of different clothing things. And then as it grows, hopefully we can start selling a full spectrum of outdoor equipment. That's one of our goals, is to have a business that's in line with your interests. So even though it's a business that is selling things, at the same time, it's promoting our interests.
Yeah, well, it's almost like another version of our podcast.
Actually, you guys should definitely go check it out and see what you like. I think you guys would definitely like it a lot. But yeah, you guys just really have to choose what you want to pursue carefully. And it really should be based off what you're interested in. And that's how it was for me and Nick. So we have that. We have White Bear. We have Freedom Empowered. We have a couple other things that we're working on. And that's another thing, is diversify. Have multiple ventures. Why not? You know? The possibilities are endless when you're willing to put in the work.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like Miss and I are working on like four or five things at once right now, but we both started with the one thing, the podcast, and that was the first step we took to reach our personal definition of freedom. And that's what this episode's basically about, taking the risk, or taking that first step to your personal definition of freedom. And to do that, what we said, partner, it's basically getting that mindset where you're willing to take that risk. Mason and I discussed probably for 6 months, almost a year, before taking that first step. And then just one day, that mindset was on.
And then guess what happened, though? I learned more in 1 week of working on this podcast than I did in a year of planning for the podcast, because you learn by doing, right? You learn by doing. You might have no idea what you want specifically, but if you have the general direction, pick a starting point and start running with it, and you will work out the details as you go. That's how it works. This podcast was not supposed to be Freedom Empowered by any means. It was supposed to be something entirely different. And guess what? We sat down for our first episode and it was all right, but it didn't really work out. So we changed it. And guess what? Guess where we're at now? We're at Freedom Empowered. And here's the funny part, is that it's exactly in line with the type of people that we are. It's exactly in line with our interests, because we don't want to be negative. We don't want to, you know, focus on other things. We're here to motivate not only you guys, but ourselves, and teach not only you guys, but ourselves. And that's what this podcast has become. It's become a training grounds for success for everyone involved. And that's exactly where we wanted it to be. And it's what it's become. And that's why I'm saying, if you guys continue to listen, I'd be majorly surprised if you didn't also achieve your definition of success.
Yeah, and on the way towards your definition of freedom, you're going to run into obstacles. Mason and I ran into countless obstacles on our current journey, but you just gotta push over it. Don't look at it as a reason to quit. look at it as a game. It's a competition. It's you it versus this obstacle. It's you versus the next obstacle.
Right. And what obstacle is too big for you? You know, overcoming obstacles is fun. And in a lot of ways, it's exciting to do. I mean, when you look at sports, what is sports other than you purposely putting an obstacle in your path to try to overcome it? And I think that's why a lot of athletes end up being very successful when they get out of sports and start working, is because their entire life was based around purposely overcoming obstacles and finding a way to win no matter what. It translates. All skills are translatable. They are. They really are. And there's a lot of skills that each and every one of you have that might not be in the syllabus of your economics class or the syllabus of your U.S. history class, but the skills are wildly translatable to being successful. You just have to make the connection.
Well, yeah, like our episode about Cornelius Vanderbilt. He was a boat guy, you know what I mean? And when he got tired of that, he translated his knowledge from that to railroads.
Right. And he was more than a boat guy. He was a straight-up street thug. He was a brawler in the harbors. And you want to tell me that didn't translate? If you go watch The Men Who Built America, you'll see he was a savage. He would risk it all just to destroy one of his opponents. One time he shut down an entire bridge that was bringing all of the supplies in New York City just to bleed out his competition. And he lost himself millions of dollars in the process, but he ended up winning and he ended up taking control. And that's what you have to do. Maybe that's what you have to do. You have to be ruthless. Well, I mean, the same thing with John D. Rockefeller. John D. Rockefeller was an absolute ruthless businessman. He was a good guy. He was a Christian. He helped a lot of people, especially after he retired. But in business, he had a very religious viewpoint on business. It was whoever God wants to win will win. And he said, God's on my side and I'm going to win. I'm going to own all of the oil in the country. And whether or not you think that that actually was a religious thing, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But to him, it was, and it worked. So, yeah.
Yeah, but even all the people we've talked about, at the end of the day, it all comes to the mindset. So, like, if you can seriously convince yourself to give up on your dreams in a 10-minute conversation of just the what if this happens or what if I fail, then maybe you don't deserve to achieve them at all. Maybe it's just not for you, I guess. Maybe you're one of the 90% who aren't satisfied at the end. But it takes weeks, months, years of planning. Like I said, Mason and I, it took us months of planning to finally get this going.
All right. That's all there is to it. You gotta start now. You gotta get to work and you gotta be excited about it. I promise you that if you try, you can overcome any obstacle. So to answer your question, no, I do not think we're overly optimistic. I just know what I'm capable of. I know what Nick's capable of. And I know that the vast majority of you out there listening to this show, first of all, the fact that you're even listening means that you probably want something more and you're willing to learn and to adapt and to put in the work necessary to make it to that next level. So you're definitely capable of overcoming some sort of small obstacle. That's for sure. So what are you waiting for? Why not just go for it and see what happens? And, you know, maybe you do fail. Ooh, so try again. Failure's not that scary. It's not that bad. And we've talked about it before, but once you realize how, you know, simple failure is and how it's not life-threatening, how it's not career-ending, you'll start to take more risk and you'll start to happily and eagerly become more of a risk-taker because it's just the kind of person that you become. Yeah. We're here to talk about taking action. We're here to talk about winning, and we're here to talk about achieving personal freedom. That's what we're here to talk about. We're not here to talk about how you almost achieved it, how you almost made it, how there's an obstacle that got in your way. That's not what
Yeah,
it is.
like you could go around just thinking to yourself, like, yes, there might be a million ways for you to fail, but you just gotta accept that there's ways you're gonna fail. But you gotta get to work anyways. You gotta go for it anyways. You gotta take that risk, and you just gotta make it happen. You gotta find a way, because being a personally free individual that controls your own source of income, that controls your own life, your destiny, and you don't answer to anybody, I think that's worth it more than anything.
Right. Yeah. It's all what you want. It's all what's worth it to you. You take the exact amount of risk that you think is equivalent to the amount of success that you want. You know? Are you going to put it all on the line? You don't have to. And no one's judging you because of it. If you don't want to risk it all, that's fine. But don't expect to have incredibly massive success. And also, don't hate on the people who did risk it all and did achieve incredibly massive success. You're capable of achieving anything you want. And we're also not here just to motivate you. We're here to show you how to do it. We're here to give you the mentality. We're here to give you specific examples of how people did it in just a massive amount of different fields. So if you ever wanted to find a way to take control of your own life, you've definitely come to the right place. And me and Nick are going to continue to do this until you guys all have achieved your personal definition of freedom and stop listening. Because if you already achieved it, stop listening because you don't need us anymore. But we keep getting more listeners, so I assume there's plenty of people out there who are looking for something more. And me and Nick are happy to accompany you on your journey to achieve it. You got anything else, Nick?
No, that's all I got for this episode. But we'll be back in a couple of days for the next one. Until then, talk to you guys later.